Good morning, Mr. Hervey.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. You guys, what, big day coming up on Tuesday, the start of free agency. Tell me this. Are you, just correct me if I'm wrong, are you allowed to have conversations with prospective free agents now?
No. It is against league rules to speak to any player on another team that's currently under contract. It is a finable offense for tampering. So we are not allowed to do that.
So that means Tuesday morning, everyone's phone rings, essentially, and you know, whether you're starting from point A or B, but you know, phones start ringing for key players?
That's when it starts. 9 o'clock, the bell sounds. But, I mean, I've been pounding the table for the past few years, and I'll say it again this year, that I would hope that the league and the union would, you know, we all can come to some sort of agreement that allows us to speak to players and their agents for a week prior to free agency, so we can kind of consolidate information, get to know guys, get to know the players that we like, that we believe, that we evaluate on film as guys that we would be interested in. You know, and I've always equated to the stock market. You wouldn't invest $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $60,000 in a stock that you don't know anything about, and to pick up the phone and talk to a player, and knowing that you're rushed on the day of free agency, and you have, you know, an hour where you have to talk to the guy. You may get 10 minutes, and then there's other teams talking to him, and there's this mad rush to get someone signed, and then the player comes in, and he's not what you thought personality-wise. He's not what you thought, you know, he doesn't fit everything that you want, or he's not what you thought he would be. And I just believe that if you get an opportunity to talk to guys, everyone can get comfortable, not necessarily saying that you have to discuss numbers, but more so you have a chance to get to know the player. So when Tuesday arrives, we can say, you know, we actually thought he was a good guy, but we think this guy is better, or vice versa. And I think it allows for, you know, the attention from fans and media to be able to know who we're talking to. And but more importantly for the teams, for us personally, it gives us a chance to get all the information for the players going into free agency, and I think that's extremely important.
And other leagues do that. That's just logical. Why does the league say no?
You know, I mean, that's a question. I don't know. I mean, it just seems like it just doesn't happen. You know, we bring it up, and it doesn't happen. So it's frustrating, especially in recent years as the one-year contracts have become a staple of this league, and the league has become somewhat of a transient league of players going from place to place, going to the highest bidder. I think it's imperative at this juncture that we look at that, because, you know, the league has become a league of journeymen, so to speak, as guys are going from place to place. And I would imagine that, you know, we're going to see that this year, where it's going to be musical chairs. But nonetheless, give everybody a week to talk will at least allow teams to feel comfortable with those players, those new players that are coming to their organization, you know, get a better feel for them outside of just, you know, throwing the money at them and hoping that it all pans out.
Ed Hervey with us here on Sportsnet 650. Ed, there's been some suggestions by people that Edmonton gave a few teams, including you guys, permission to go and speak with Mike Riley. Is there any truth to that? Did you meet with Mike Riley in Seattle?
I don't really get caught up in what is speculated. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that throw stuff out there. Whatever Edmonton did, you'd have to actually contact them and ask them whether or not they gave that. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm just looking forward to free agency and getting prepared for if Mike Riley is available.
That's not a no.
It's not a yes either.
Well, it's not a no. So, hey, tell me this. You touched on tampering at the beginning. You obviously have a relationship with Mike, who's one of many of 250 free agents, which is a crazy amount that are going to hit the market for a nine-team league on Tuesday. But you have a relationship. You guys won a championship together in 2015. What constitutes as tampering when you know, you have a relationship, but you're a GM on another team. He's an employee of another. Like, are you not, because you have a bond, you guys would technically be friends, I would think, or have a relationship, or are you guys just not allowed to communicate because that is considered, like, how's your pet doing, or congratulations, you had a kid. Is that okay, or are you just, in theory, not allowed to communicate because you're a manager of another team and he's an employee?
Well, in theory, we're not allowed to communicate anything that has to do with CFL, the future of a player, or their status. But I'll say this: like, I would never take advantage of the relationship that I have with Mike or any player. Nor would I want that to be done the other way. I think that the important thing about the relationship, as we call them, is understanding that there's a line and respecting that line. And again, my job is to do what's best for the BC Lions, and part of that is not, you know, tampering and getting ourselves into, you know, premature trouble when I can wait. And then if there is a relationship there, and teams know that we're interested, or, you know, and they see the situation, I would imagine that the player, if there's interest in coming here, would get the free agency. If there isn't interest in coming here, then the player would sign. So every day that goes past, you know, I feel like our chances are increasing to at least have a chance at players. But I'm not at liberty to sit there and talk about it. I mean, even if I were to say, hey, we have a great relationship, I have all this, that in itself could be seen as tampering by the league if I throw out there that, oh, yeah, we would love to have him, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not saying any of that. I'm just going to wait until Tuesday at 9 o'clock when we can officially talk business, and I hope that at that time, if it's available, if people are available that we've targeted, we can have a chance to speak with them. And if not, we have to move to plan B, plan C, and so on.
Is there a way, Ed, listen, Mike's the big fish. I think a lot of people think he will be a BC Lion, and it'll cost a pretty penny, which will have a domino effect. And I guess this is hypothetical, but we talk of your relationship with Mike. Everybody in the CFL, and especially here, knows the relationship he has with Travis Lule. Is there a way that you see that these guys could both be in the quarterback fold next year with the BC Lions?
I mean, we have a bunch of different scenarios that could work out. I can't say yes and or no at this juncture. Just the way that free agency will go, and we don't know if Travis wants to play. He hasn't made a decision on his own career. So I think that these free agency and Mike and Travis, those are two separate conversations as far as how the roster goes, because we don't even know for a fact what Travis wants to do. And I think, you know, it's very similar to last season. So until we have an idea what Travis would like to do, it'll be very difficult to answer that question.
Ed, we got about 15 seconds here, but any thought on Manny Arsenault's future?
We're going to be looking at the wide receiver market very carefully. And if there's a chance for the BC Lions to upgrade, we will.
Thanks for this. It's going to be a busy few days, and it could be an exciting one on Tuesday. So no pressure, but, you know, we'd all love to see you bring in Mike Riley. I mean, that'd be tampering for you to answer, but we're not tampering here, right?
Well, I'll say this, is that, we weren't really the team that was expected to get him. I'm surprised that a free agent quarterback is going to make it to the market. So if he gets there, I'd be extremely surprised. And then if he gets there, then we'll see what happens. But it seems like the general public seem to know more about the situation than I do. We're just watching film on guys and trying to evaluate each player. And that this is a longer process than normal because of the amount of players that are potentially available. And we just want to make sure that we're able to put the best team together for our fans to come and enjoy football this year. And whoever's available, we'll look at. And if it ends up being the people that they expect, I hope we're in position to be able to make that happen.
Ed, you've done your job as a GM 4 days before free agency and telling us nothing in 10 minutes, and we've done our job and asking you all the questions to get nothing.
Yeah.
But we're excited about next week. Maybe we can talk about particulars. Thanks for this.
Yeah, no problem. Next week, I'll tell you more.
Yeah, real talk. Good. Real talk. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Sportsnet 650.